We're here. The boys are back and we are doing it. It's another episode of Loud About Nothing. Okay. Everyone chill the fuck out. Everyone calm down. It's me. It's your boy. It's that total fucking smoke show, bro. That fucking thotty boobahotty. Okay. The hottest kid in the podcast game. You know I'm here, bro. Your boy Sebastian Canelli. All right. Everyone calm the fuck down. Okay. We're doing it. This is awesome. He's here all the time. Oh, God. He is literally cute to boot today, bro. The kid is looking good. He was doing some fucking shoulder raises, some lat raises for me early. I said, take your shirt off. And he said, please, daddy. Okay. It's him. It's the cute boy, Robbie. Robbie, say what's up.
What's up, everybody? That's not true.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's debatable. We'll never know the truth. Okay. So fuck right. off. Okay. I only tell truth on this podcast. Everyone knows that. Everything I say is fucking Bible. Take me to church. Okay, bro. Okay. We got fucking fire. We got straight heat today, bro. We're bringing the heat. My boy's here. I got my boy today. Fucking funny as fuck, dude. This kid is funny as shit. I used to perform with him. And I would be doing a scene. He would come on and he would just be funnier than me. I don't go, fuck you, bro. I would get all fucking heated. I'll go, how dare he? The funny, literally, he's so fucking funny. You've seen it on What We Do in the Shadows. And he is the creator of the UCB ASP Pure Comedy. Hey.
Oh my God.
Jimmy Dean himself, the fucking smoke show, James Dwyer.
Hello. Wow. Thank you so much. How many times do people come on this podcast and just want to talk about that whole introduction? Is it every time?
Never once.
It's just me. I just want to dissect that forever. That was amazing. I wish people could see the way you are a minute before it starts and then watch the podcast just for like the real Seb heads out there who want, all sides of it, the whole spectrum of Seb.
The because smoke shows. We call them the smoke shows.
The smoke shows?
The smoke shows or the hotties.
Or the hotties, whatever. But anyway, that's it. All right, I'm done. I'm fucking done with this.
And he did it. He fucking crushed it. He goes, how often do
I'm
people...
I'm fucking done.
You said, how often do people talk about the intro? I go, okay, go ahead. And you go, okay.
I had nothing else to say. I just had a question about other people. I have no commentary. I have no opinions.
That's beautiful. That's what I do. I question everything and I never give any answers, Because that's the way society should run,
Just be a whole huge pain in the ass who has a problem with everything, but as like, I don't know, someone else is trying to figure it out. That is all I do. That's literally, I'll just be like, oh, have you thought about it?
This is epic. Bro, I'm so happy to have you. You are one of the stupidest men I know, okay? You are one of the silliest gooses I know. So I used to do shows with Jimmy Dean, okay? And nobody calls him Jimmy Dean.
No one's ever called me that until this moment in my life.
Me and Jimmy Dean used to do shows together, okay? The fucking sausage master himself, okay? He fucking don't tell him what's in the sausage, bro. Okay, that's all I'm saying, Jimmy. Okay,
if you're gonna, I'm calling you Seabass Provolone for the rest of the episode.
We got Seabass Provolone and Jimmy Dean today.
Oh my God, you get Jimmy Dean and fucking Seabass Provolone together. I thought he was gonna be wild.
I'll tell you what, we're a fucking brunch, bro. We're a couple of brunches over here, bro.
If that's not brunch, it's dinner.
Yes.
That means nothing.
Breakfast is for dinner tonight with Jimmy Dean and fucking Seabass Provolone. I told you, James, we only speak truth on this podcast, okay?
Yeah, this is the realest shit.
If we don't, the world's a mess. We need to be doing the hard work out here, speaking truth, okay?
Oh, my God.
Okay, this is phenomenal. This is phenomenal, okay? This is a very serious episode. Happy New Year's Day. This is January 1st, 2021.
Happy New Year's Day. I really think everything has changed and this year will be so different.
You know what? Yes, I 100% think everything has changed. Everyone was waiting for the millennium. Remember that shit? 2000?
Willennium, some might say, yeah.
The Willennium. I know. Please. Please. Yeah. Just the two of us. That was literally fire. Willennium was probably getting jiggy with it. That was the one before, right?
I don't know the timeline, but I do know Wild Wild West was probably before that, right?
I think Wild Wild West.
Oh, no, it was later.
Yeah, I think that was a Wild Wild West was exclusive to the Wild Wild West soundtrack.
Yeah, what about Miami?
Miami, I think, was part of Willennium.
Okay.
And I think Just the Two of Us was Willennium as well.
No, neither were Sebastian.
Robbie.
What about Men in Black? I mean, Men in Black's just a Men in Black soundtrack.
Singles off Willennium was Wild Wild West, Will 2K, and Freaking It.
Okay, so it's wrong across the board. It's wrong across the board. You know what, bro?
No one would ever say Freaking It. If you were talking about a Will Smith song, no one's going to be like, what about Freaking It?
What is Freaking It?
Did you make that up? Is that real?
Yes, that's
real. It's on the Wikipedia.
Well, now I feel stupid.
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. I said, there's no way Wild Wild West is on there. I literally was wrong across the board. So I think that it's an the transitions are beautiful on this podcast.
So anyway,
hey, what are you going to do about it? Okay, here we go. I think so. Everyone was like, oh, Millennium's going to happen. The Willennium's going to happen and all the computers are going to shut down.
Yeah,
I think.
Oh, you make it a big bold prediction that's chaotic.
Y2K?
I think it's going to be Y2K. Like, yeah.
Y220K made by EA Sports.
Yes, yeah. It's in the game, bro. It's in the game.
I'm telling you, you got to look out. EA Sports, they're going to fuck our shit up.
You know, EA Sports, I swear to God, everyone unplug their Xboxes. Everyone unplug their. Of course they fucking PS5? Put out PS5. This is some fucking Illuminati.
Keep going. Oh, don't. No, not Illuminati.
This is Illuminati.
I'm not following you down that road. All right. Go take that walk. I'll wait here.
That's a road frequently traveled.
Yeah. Of course, when we don't know what to say on the pod,
you could just
sometimes go, it's the Illuminati.
Have you ever thought maybe it's just the Illuminati? You know, I just watched Eyes Wide Shut. I don't know. I believe in some weird shit.
I believe in that stuff too. Did I talk about George Bush jerking off onto George Bush Jr. yet on this podcast?
No, you have not.
Okay, I talk about
this. I thought you were asking me if you've done that at first, and I was just like, I couldn't possibly know that.
So they're in the skull and bones.
I know about skull and bones.
Yeah. Skull and bones. And so there's a ritual that you lie in a glass coffin and everyone jerks off onto you. And so George Bush, the George W. Bush, his father got so quiet
and serious when you started talking about that. I was just sort of like, yeah, keep going.
Yeah, this is the truth. This is the real fucking
thing. Okay, glass coffin covered in cum. Keep going.
And literally, so that means that George Bush Sr. jerked off onto George W. Bush in a glass coffin.
All right.
How is this confirmed?
Because it's a ritual inside of us.
Oh my God! Because it's a ritual.
Because Illuminati.
Max, were you there?
Did you see the hands? No, I wasn't there. But people have proven this as fact. I don't have any sources, but this is a proven fact.
No, I know. We're kidding around. But you know, it has been proven as fact. So. Yeah.
It's all jokes, but I mean,
it's proven as fact.
Thank you, James. Okay, it is proven as fact because this is our reality, and this is who's running our government. People that are coming on each other in coffins. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there we got to it, and that's our episode.
I said before I came, I said, Seb, I want you to talk about that, and here we are.
So wait. I was talking about something.
It's New Year's Day. Happy New Year's Day.
It's New Year's Day. Happy New Year's Day.
Comes out on New Year's Day.
This is so nice. Yeah, Robbie, make sure you keep us on track for the episode, you know?
Yeah.
We have a lot to
We start talking, we start losing track of the years, we start losing track of the days.
It's so hard.
Track of Will Smith singles.
What type of family? Because I believe there are two types of families on New Year's Day.
Wow, I cannot wait to hear this.
Oh my god. Okay. No, this is real. You're actually gonna like this more than you think.
Okay.
There's honeymooners families and then there's Twilight Zone families.
Well, I mean, so I've already broken that dichotomy. That no, neither.
Oh wow. Okay, so an oddity. This is the first case I've ever heard. This is the first time I've ever. Because well, there's
describe the it. Why? Do, yeah. Oh, the marathon.
There's the marathons. There's a honeymooners marathon, and then there's a Twilight Zone marathon. And I, growing up, it was like families either picked they were honeymooners families or they were Twilight Zone families. And I was a Twilight Zone family. So we'd sit around and we eat the fish salad and we watch the Twilight Zone.
You know what? I feel like some years it was Monk in my family.
Monk! Tony?
Oh my God. Are you kidding me? My family loves Tony Shalhoub.
Tony, honestly?
If it's not Monk, it's Wings. I mean, no matter what.
Wings? What's Wings?
I mean, Wings is older. So I'm dating myself by talking about Wings. But Wings was... I mean, you had Thomas Hayden Church and Wings.
I don't know who that is.
I actually just figured out the other day that's his name. And then a lot of people know. I don't know how to. I never know actors' names. So, like, Thomas Hayden Church, sure, I'll remember that.
Okay.
But Tony Shalhoub's in that. It's about a small airport. And the whole show takes place in the tiny airport set every episode, basically.
Oh, so they didn't have a big budget, you're saying. So they had a tiny budget and they did a workaround.
It was just weird. It's like, how can you have possibly have a whole team? Okay, I don't remember enough about Wings to really go in on Wings.
It did have
you know what?
Seasons.
I will. It did have eight seasons? Not in eight my book. Seasons. It had five that counted.
Yes. Yes.
Don't even get me started about the middle three seasons.
The middle three. That's when Steve Carell left, and then he came back for the last two. You know?
And he was never an on-camera part in any of those seasons where he was there, but he was there in those seasons that counted.
He was a cameraman, and that's when he came up with the idea for The Office. He goes, wait, what if they talk to me? Because he was so egotistical.
And then he gave that idea to Steve Merchant and Ricky Gervais, and then they did a British version. He said, that was fucking British trash. And then he... said, I'm taking it back. And they're like, we own it now. You actually sold it to us for 5 pennies.
It was
he said
so
it couldn't
ridiculous.
Be 5 cents. It had to be 5 pennies. And five, then he.
Because they love that. They go 5 pence. Let me get 5 pence. You know, the fucking British people love that.
That's how they think about it. And next thing you know, The Office.
The next thing you know. Yeah, that's nice. So I guess you're neither. I like The Twilight Zone. You've seen The Twilight Zone, right?
Of course.
Phenomenal. My favorite episode. Go.
Seen The Honeymooners too.
I've never seen
episode Twilight Zone.
I've never seen The Honeymooners because people tell me I remind them of guy.
What's his face?
Yeah, what's his face?
Jackie something.
Jackie Gleason. People say I have Jackie Gleason vibes. But
and
you know
you don't want to know what that I don't, is. You don't want to know what that comparison
I don't know,
is.
I don't want to know what that comparison is.
Some people
is.
Say The Honeymooners is the best sitcom of all time, Sebastian. That's probably a
also but the big thing he says bangs. He doesn't he say bang zoom and straight to the moon, isn't that a thing he says? Which is that he's gonna beat the shit out of his wife.
Yeah. It's not a good thing.
I don't think that's the part. I mean, it's like that back then they're like, it's all fun. Like,
I think it was the fat part. I think people just see I'm overweight and they go, I know someone else that's overweight. That's people's favorite thing. People's favorite thing when they see me and they go, I'm overweight. They go, ooh. You know, I know someone that's overweight. You know what I mean? It's like, if you're like, oh, I'm from Minnesota. They go, oh, do you know blah, 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 my cousin's sister that lives in Minnesota?
Wait, do people assume that all overweight people know each other?
No, they just like is to be like, they just like to equate us together. You know, like they like to.
Oh, you're like.
They like to make groups. You know, in like preschool, when you're like, oh, put all the long cylinders together and put all the squares together, right? They do that with fat people. They like to.
What activity was this? All right, take all the shapes we got on the ground and now put them all together. They don't belong mixed up. They got to be by themselves.
This was Staten Island preschool. This was wild out here,
Jesus
bro.
Jesus Christ.
All right, so what was your favorite episode of
Twilight
Zone?
I couldn't tell you.
I'm really putting you on the spot with these. Huh?
I'm not really an aficionado. You know what? I'm going to make up one.
Okay.
That was my
Perfect.
Favorite.
Perfect. Phenomenal.
The one
we've been speaking too much truth so far in this episode.
I think so. I think for me, my favorite episode was the one where the guy woke up and he was a baby trapped inside he was himself trapped inside a baby's body.
Boss Baby, the original.
And that was Boss Baby's a spinoff of The Twilight Zone.
Of course, everything comes back to the T-Zone, bro.
A lot of baby movies were spin-offs of Twilight Zone episodes.
Yes,
Baby Stay Out.
Uh-huh.
Look Who's Talking.
Look Who's Talking was a classic Twilight Zone episode. Also, what about the Twilight episode where they're all geniuses? And then they go, wait, we need to make you to make science. And then they made Baby Genius out of that one. Okay.
I remember that one.
That was a good one. So I like the Twilight Zone a lot, but you don't like it. What are you going to
do? No, I don't dislike it. I just haven't watched enough of it.
James, you know what I loved about when we would do improv together?
I feel like I'm going to get absolutely shit on right now. But keep going.
When you would find something that was funny. Most people, when they do improv, go, you do it once. Let me leave it. Let me pack it up because it's supposed to be in the moment. James would find something that was funny and would do
it for all.
He would do it for weeks and weeks. He would do the same move for weeks until he's mastered. For a while, it was walk like an Egyptian. You would do the Egyptian walk after you said something funny. There was at least 3 months. You would say something funny and then you go, bow. And then you just do the Egyptian walk down the fucking stage.
Yeah. And you know what? I mean, no, I can't defend it.
It was so, I mean, I found it funny. The audience would find it funny too. You knew it worked. And I think I did the
cheapest shit all the time.
Me too, bro. We were two monsters on a team.
Yeah, we shouldn't have been on the same team.
No, nobody.
Or on anyone's team. Like, I don't know.
It was kind of bad. We were kind of reckless. There was a time period where I was like, okay, I'm going to just go say whatever I want and do whatever I want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
It was a beautiful time.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you have an example of that, Sebastian?
I would just like walk onto scenes and I would just like, I would like to play like a little precocious kid, or I would like to play like I would go ding dong, hey, I'm the pizza man, and I got fucking tons of drugs up my ass. I would like to walk in and say shit like that, and it'll be like, okay, well, this is a funeral. I go, oopsie daisy.
Oh, shoot. Hey, do you guys want it? I gotta get rid of it. I'll sell it for cheap. I don't care.
Constantly. Also, there was a series of times where
you did that, I would then come back. I would walk off the scene and walk out and be like your brother for no reason.
Well,
I'd be like, I'm also here. Like every single time.
We were two monsters. And then also another thing that we would do, I stole from you. I always say Dunkachino now. I always say Dunkachino. Dunkachino has to be the funniest drink you could order.
I just would always try to fit whatever the most garbage specific I could into a scene. So like there'd be like a month where I'm saying Dunkachino, another month where it's just talking about Toblerones. You know, I don't know.
The official candy of airports, Toblerones. Yeah,
100%. Okay?
Yeah. They're phenomenal.
They're great. You come home with the big Toblerone, everybody's happy.
Everybody. I remember my dad brought me a Toblerone.
Grandma, she's excited.
Oh, grandmas love Toblerones, you know? How much tax is on Toblerones normally? Because I've only paid tax-free for Toblerones. That's the question.
But all that stuff, isn't it more expensive? I don't actually know anything about how duty-free works.
Neither do I. It's, you know what? I don't think we ever will. And honestly,
I don't even know if we have time to figure it out today.
We don't. You know, we have a lot of stuff going on in the world, right? There's a lot of things.
Well, I want to tackle the real stuff.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's tackle the real stuff. Let's tackle the real stuff. Let's go right into it, okay? You're from New Jersey.
I am from New Jersey.
And you're there right now. What part of New Jersey?
I'm in South Brunswick, New Jersey, which is a township, and then there are towns in it, and I'm in Kendall Park.
Wow, we're getting specific. We got a big New Jersey listening. We got a lot of people from NJ that listen.
I love that. I love that for you, and I love that for me because I want to connect with you guys.
Yes, yes.
What's your take on New Jersey? Are you proud to be from New Jersey, or do you?
You know what? I used to not be, but I think I fucking love New Jersey.
Yeah,
but it's so bad.
I had a time where I turned my back on it, and I've come back. Yeah.
Yeah. I really think it's so garbage, but it's just like, we're all garbage. We were born in slop and we'll stay in the slop. The slop is our home. Like
it's nice to like finally give up on trying to get better.
And thank you for saying that. Cause I do. I really think I've triumphed by giving up. To all people in New Jersey out there who are trying not to, hate on where they came from. You've given up. Congrats.
Congrats. We're big. We've said on the podcast, we're big promoters of quitting. We love quitters. We, like, so don't much. Even try. You know, it's actually beautiful.
I was working out so well for part of quarantine.
Me too.
That fell off. I mean, hey.
Of course.
It's coming back.
When is it coming back? Today, Jan 1?
One day. It is.
One day. Not Jan 1. Just one day.
I think Jan 2, though. Maybe.
You know what? Jan 2 is underrated.
Yeah. Jan 1, you're like, all right, let's ease into it a little bit. Jan 2, you're kind of like, I don't know what I'm talking about. But it's just, I'm just saying, if you're listening to this on Jan 1, you have, let's start now. Let's be the Jan, let's make Jan 2 what it's really all about. Jan 1, no way. Some people, I went to a Catholic school, we'd say live the 4th.
What does that mean?
Why did I talk about this?
Well, no, you need to tell me. You need to tell me what lived.
There's a Catholic
was
retreat
George
called.
Lucas the
I wish. The I wish it had something to do with Star Wars, but instead it was just weird Catholicism.
Okay.
But it's like youth group Catholicism. But it was like you go on a retreat called the Kairos retreat. If you've got any Kairos heads out there, fucking hit me up.
Slide in his DMs.
You know why I say that?
I didn't know
it exists at other schools because Jackie Jennings told me that she went on a Kairos retreat when she was in high school. It blew my mind.
And so, what are these retreats? Shout out Jackie Jennings.
Jackie Jennings, Sci-Fi Channel.
Sci-Fi Channel. Yes, we love that. We love that. Sci-Fi Channel.
Check out Sci-Fi.
Home of the T-Zone, bro. Home of the Twilight Zone. Jackie Jennings, home of the Twilight Zone. We love
Jackie Jennings. She is the home of the Twilight Zone.
Yes.
But. Live the 4th is like the 4th is the last day of the retreat and everyone's like, oh my god, it's the best feeling in the world, but I'm saying live the 2nd.
Wait, what happened on the other days that like everyone was just excited
just
to leave?
You feel bonded with everybody. I wish I didn't bring this up.
Did you get baptized in a river?
I'd already been baptized. They don't baptize you twice.
So then what are you doing on this trip? You need to tell me.
You sit around, this is what you do. Okay. You sit around on the last night. You sit around in your group with a candle in the middle and you all talk about your personal traumas and your personal shit. And it's just like, and then they bring people from different social groups together and bond.
Oh,
so it was like that kind of energy.
Interesting. In my church group, we went to a place where we went in a glass coffin and my dad jerked off to me.
Dude, I know. You always tell me about that.
I'm Lutheran, so it's a little... We do things
I was going to say, you're Lutheran,
right? A
little
bit different. We do things a little bit different out Lutheran
lands. We don't do that in Catholicism. In Catholicism, we just got to eat the crackers and we got to drink the ketchup.
You know, I got a scholar... Yeah, you got to eat the ketchup, you got to drink the crackers. That's a good point. Yeah, take this ketchup shed for you, for my only people. Drink it, slurp it in memory of me, right?
Yeah, please.
I had a scholarship to college for singing in the choir, right? Did you know this?
No one knows this. This is fake, right?
This is real.
This is real? This is actual.
What college did you go to?
I went to Manhattan College, a fucking LaSallian university.
Okay.
And I got a scholarship to sing in the
church. I want
to
see the paperwork. I can't even believe this.
I know.
What the hell? Did you hide this for a long time?
Yeah, why would I talk about it? This is mad embarrassing.
Why are you talking about it now? I love it. I love this. Keep going.
Okay. So I got I got a scholarship to college to sing in the choir. So I had to go to mass Sundays, you know, and I would have to sing. And I would go, hey, can I get some of that? Can I get some of the communion? And they would say no. They would say no because I didn't believe it turned into the body and the blood of Christ. I thought it was just a symbol. And I didn't actually believe in magic. So then I wasn't allowed to have it. So then I got hammered before going to church to sing all the psalms. And then they fired me. And I lost my scholarship.
My God.
I went hammered and I fucked up my solo. Oh my God. And I'm in church literally Sunday night hammered. And then I lost my scholarship, so that was short-lived.
That'll do it.
Yeah, that'll do it. They didn't want to give me their blood. I brought my own blood. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah, I know what you're saying when you say I brought my own blood. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
wild. I can't even believe that. I
know.
I love that.
I was also in a acapella group in college, and I went to Boston to sing in an acapella competition. And I wore tuxedos, and I remember my mom came. We walked around candles.
Wore tuxedos.
I wore tuxedos, caviar, fucking Lambos.
Cummerbund.
Yeah, cummerbunds. Dress shoes with fucking horse. How do you slide the dress shoes in? What are those called?
Shoehorn.
Dress shoes. Shoehorn. No, yeah, I was really in a choir, and it sucked. And I remember, yeah, but I fucking quit. I quit that shit because, like, what am I doing being in a choir? This is it.
You're getting free tuition.
Yeah, no, it had a lot of value. What the fuck am I doing? Jesus, apparently I'm so good. I got a scholarship, full scholarship. Fuck this.
It wasn't full. It was like. No, it was 5K a year. And then I like talked to the people and I was like, hey, I got kicked out of church. Yada, yada. This happened. And they go, fine, take a couple of guitar lessons. And then they still gave me my scholarship.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, all it was right. Nice.
That's not bad.
We settled with guitar lessons, beginner guitar lessons. So that was
good.
I'll
give you a scholarship if you promise to try on the guitar.
And please. I did it. I almost failed guitar class in college.
Use a pick, please. We don't know why you insist on trying to thumb everything yourself.
I never use picks. No, okay. It is what it is. It is what it is.
You know, that says something about you, though.
I know. It's raw dog all day long. That's what it says.
Can you play the guitar well?
No, I can play piano pretty good, but I can't play guitar.
You've picked up the piano just by chance while you were trying to learn the guitar, or...
I can't believe you don't know any of this about me. No, I took piano lessons from 5 to like 15, 14, 15.
14, 15, okay.
Yeah, so I could play
me
piano.
Me too, I can barely play.
I always wanted to learn piano, but I didn't do it.
No, I could. I got one.
Clarinet.
Clarinet, we got to address this. What made you decide to pick the clarinet?
I wanted to do saxophone, but my parents were like, that's too expensive to get a saxophone. So
I would say not too expensive, too sexual.
I think that's most kids that do clarinet.
100%. That's why there's many clarinets in every concert band. Yeah. There's always too many because it's one of the cheapest, like cheap versions you can get of one of the instruments you can play.
Oh.
And it's not as difficult to maintain. Although it actually has a lot of keys on. All right. I actually have a lot to say about the clarinet.
Well, first off, let's get this out of the way. All instruments have the same amount of notes that they can play. So I don't know what you're saying.
No, clarinet has a wide range.
How wide?
It's huge.
Octaves. Dude. Octaves on octaves.
Yeah. It's octaves on octaves. It's really fucked up. Like it's a wider range than you would think.
That's good.
How
to
many
know.
Octaves do you think is on a clarinet?
How many octaves do I think is on? I would say probably 4 octaves. No, 3 octaves. I would say 3.
I don't think anything is 4 octaves. That's not like a piano.
That's why I switched to 3.
What do you say? 4 octaves on a clarinet.
How many?
4.
See, it's even more than I thought. I told you.
That's that music. It's even... That's that music scholarship.
I fucking got it out the gate. And then you made the stank face and I changed my POV.
Yeah, I wouldn't even guess 4 octaves. I mean, that's how many octaves it has. It's crazy. You gotta get the reeds, and they gotta, you know, you can put the reed on there, you make it wet, and then you blow through, you make the music.
I heard about you that when you were playing clarinet, that you would still suck on your reeds no matter what period you're in. You were sucking on reeds, getting ready for band class.
You
Is
gotta
this
keep
true?
The reed wet. You gotta keep it wet.
Because Is this true?
You don't want a dry reed. I won't say if it's true or it's not true. Don't ask me that.
Is this
but
true?
I don't. Excuse you. First of all, high school's private.
You're right. You're right. You're right.
High school's private. We all know that.
I went to public high school, but it was private. Okay. Yeah. Let's be honest. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I went to a private school. It was real private.
Yeah. And that's real private.
Saving Private Ryan, you know?
I don't know about it. Yeah. So in New Jersey, let's talk about it. I was like, what do you want to get loud about? What do we want to talk about? My dude throws out the fire topic. Go ahead, drop it.
Fuddruckers.
Yes! Fuddruckers.
I want to get wild about Fuddruckers.
Oh, yeah, daddy. Let's talk about the little funny funnies.
I have so many memories of Fuddruckers, of different Fuddruckers.
Yes. Let's talk about the staples Fuddruckers. Everyone out there, we're going to talk about the one, the only, the Route 1 Fuddruckers that's in New Jersey. New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Across from the AMC.
Yes!
But I just actually drove by. It's not a Fuddruckers anymore. Yeah. Why? I don't think it's been a Fuddruckers in years. It's also across from that.
Yeah, it hasn't.
It hasn't been a Fuddruckers in a long time.
It's across from Famous
That
Dave's.
Abandoned Bennigan's was also there for many years across in that weird little circle where you can't access it.
It was the hardest place
everybody
to get
knows
to.
Route 9, or the exit 9 on the turnpike, right? Exit 9 on the turnpike, Route 18, Route 1 right there. Yes. And there's this little patch where there used to be an abandoned Bennigan's forever. And it was also, let's be real, there were two Bennigan's on Route 1 over there for a while, one in North Brunswick and one in New Brunswick. Don't go to the New Brunswick when you go to the North Brunswick Bennigan's. Now that Bennigan's is a Buffalo Wild Wings. And you know what? They've done some nice stuff with the place.
That's good. This is so
it still
good.
Has so it still has a little it still has a little bit of the little of the Bennigan's touch that that place had back in the day. Uh-huh. Although the set I mean the Bennigan's there used to have a bar in the center, and now the bar it's the Buffalo Wild Wings. It's not in the center.
What?
No, it's like off to the side, but then they still have all the seats behind. It's kind of cool.
Okay, I'll give it a chance. I shouldn't judge things till I try, you know?
That Bennigan's has levels to it, you know, or that net buffalo.
Do you prefer, generally speaking, a bar in the center or a bar off to the side?
Bar in the center.
Always bar in the center, because immediately I go, this is a place where people can meet.
Yes.
This is a town hall. This is a community center.
Yes. This place, bring the children here. there's a bar in the middle. Everyone gather around. The one thing that does suck about a bar in the center, well, no, something I love about a bar in the center, no matter where you are, you feel like you're in your own spot if you're not at the bar itself, because you can't see everybody. No. Also, that Bennigan's used to have a smoking section.
And that's, I love that. And so did that Fuddruckers. The elevated section was a smoking section in that Fuddruckers.
Yeah. It's nothing like the Rumble Seats that used to be down over in South Brunswick on Route 1. Don't even get me started about that Rumble Seats, but that Fuddruckers was good.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about this Fuddruckers.
Because
go ahead.
I went to a birthday party there once that my cousin had when I was like 4 years old. They had a clown. I cried.
The clown cried or you cried?
I cried.
Okay. I thought you said they
clowns don't show up to birthday parties and cry. If they do, I'd be talking about it here. So I don't even know why I'd say that.
I 100% think that you would talk about
it. I would be
it.
Talking about it all the time.
And maybe like, that's
you know, well, I saw a clown, and I would do it like that. And then I would give up on it while I'm talking about it.
And then I would go, what? And you go, never mind. No, who cares?
Who cares? It doesn't fucking matter. I didn't care about that clown.
Fuddruckers is nice. The Fuddruckers was the first place I encountered that had different meat, right?
You mean for the burgers?
For the burgers.
Oh, like buffalo or whatever?
Bison. They had ostrich. They were playing.
They were playing games.
They were in a league of their own, you know?
You go up there, you get whatever you want on that burger. It's great. You get the little flag with your number on it.
Oh, it was so good. And I used to go there and I went.
Go to the AMC across the street to see a movie.
And you could do the movie deal over there. You would pay one price for a burger and a movie, right? Mm-hmm. The movie had to be out for 2 weeks already in order for it to apply. There was always crazy rules inside Blockbuster and inside Fuddruckers.
Yes, always.
You know, it was like
all right, if you want that popcorn, you got to rent one of the 5-day rentals that nobody wants.
Yes. Yes. It was the blue tapes versus the red tapes.
I mean, in my family, we were never allowed to do the 2-day rentals. That was not allowed.
It was too risky.
Are you kidding
me?
We're not bringing it back tomorrow. You want me to? Are you psychotic?
No. What are you making errands for midnight? You know?
What are you making errands for midnight?
You're making errands for midnight?
This little kid over here is doing his errands for midnight. We don't do errands for midnight. We do errands for 7 a.m.
No, we would do the red. We would do red because the Woodrow was right around here. So we would we'd slide it in like it was a mailbox, you know?
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So the Fuddruckers, I go there and they also have the salad bar.
They got a salad bar. That's something that's a place like usually just a Ruby Tuesdays would be known for.
Yes.
But to have a salad bar like that at a Fuddruckers.
But it wasn't for regular salad. It was like salad that you put on your cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And it blew my mind because I never knew I liked pickles until I could choose how many pickles I could put on a burger.
Yeah. Like Quiznos. You ever go to the hot pepper bar at Quiznos?
Excuse me? No.
Okay. Well, I used to work at the CVS in South Brunswick in Kendall Park. There was a Quiznos all the way at the end of the strip mall, and I'd walk all the way down, get my Quiznos, come back, and you know, I'd get like some kind of roast beef or some shit.
That's good. I hear Quiznos got the freshest roast beef. It's a little rare, you know, a little pink in the middle. The Quiznos. Pink. Yeah, yeah, that's good.
But you don't get that usually at a chain.
No, no.
Usually but anyway, you go to Quiznos, they got this little hot pepper bar and all these sauces.
Really?
I think it's bad, but I remember seeing it and being like, nice. You don't see that at Subway.
You don't.
And I see that at Tasty Sub Shop too.
You do not see that.
It doesn't have to be good. It just has to not exist at the other sandwich.
That's all that matters. Yes. Anything in New Jersey. If you go to someplace like, wow, Tasty Sub Shop, they sell Wise potato chips. You don't see that at Wawa. And then now Wawa does sell Wise potato chips. But
exactly.
It was all, we just have something slightly different than the other
place. Wow. Papa John's, they put one little pepper in the middle of the pizza. You don't see that at Domino's.
You don't.
Wow. You don't see that at DuSal's restaurant and pizzeria. I'll tell you that much.
I'll say this. The jalapeno cheddar cheese was the best thing I've ever had. At Fudd's was one of the best things I've ever had.
It's Fudd's from now on, right?
It's Fudd's. We're eating Fudd's. Look up the closest Fudd's for me, Robbie, because I need to know.
There used to be one in Bridgewater, so because I know about other Fudd's from later in my life that were had very different experiences at.
Of course, Wilds. We won't go there. We like to keep this PG. We have a wide fan base from children all the way to very elderly. So we have a wide fan base. We like to keep it PG. Okay. Yeah.
You ever been to the Bridgewater Fuddruckers?
No, I've never been.
It's not too far from the laser tag arena.
Ooh, now we're talking. I've been to that. I went to a couple of birthday parties.
Wait, you went to that Bridgewater laser tag over on like I don't even know what that road is.
22?
I think so, yeah.
I could be wrong. I could be wrong, but I love when we start talking directions. Yeah. We once did a show where we decided to talk
geography of New Jersey.
Yeah, we once did a show where we decided to talk directions for the first 10 minutes of the show.
That's beautiful.
No one liked it.
I used to work at a pharmaceutical company while I was still in college at Rutgers. I would drive 20 minutes to Bridgewater.
Yeah.
It was called King Pharmaceuticals, and they went out of business while I was there. Because they got they got bought by Pfizer, and everyone around me got let go except for me because they were paying me nothing.
Wow, wait, can I say thank you for the vaccine?
Yeah, it's me. Yeah,
you played a hand in it, right?
I did. Yeah,
I just want to say, I want to extend a thank you for playing a part in the vaccine.
You know, I don't usually like to take credit for it, but I think my work as an intern turned part-time financial analyst in the budget department at King Pharmaceuticals in 2008.
Yes.
Really is why we are where we are today with it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wait, I have to tell a story about a Fuddruckers story related to that though.
Okay. You have to go.
There was this. So I was in college at Rutgers at the time, and there was a guy. Okay. There's a guy who worked in market research. All the people who worked in market research were really weird. Also, everybody there was minimum 40, and I was so much younger than everybody, and I had no one I could socialize with. But this one guy would be like, dude, we got to go out. I heard you go to Rutgers, right? I got to get a fat sandwich.
Okay.
And I would just be like, all right, dude. Haha, yeah, nice. And he's like, no, for real. I do have to get a fat sandwich. He's like, well, let's go get lunch or something, like at Fuddruckers. He's like, all right, fine. I'll do Fuddruckers this time, but I got to get a fat sandwich. And I went to Fuddruckers with this guy once, and like we had nothing to talk about. He just kept asking me about fat sandwiches.
And fat sandwiches had a very serious moment in the state of New Jersey, specifically grease trucks at Rutgers.
Yeah, I mean, it was like
people would travel from all over the tri-state area to go to the grease trucks at Rutgers.
It was so nasty. I mean, they were like, and I was a senior at Rutgers at this point, so I'd had plenty of fat sandwiches, and I was just like, yeah, I don't eat them anymore. Like, I don't think I can do that. Like, sure. I mean, I was still gross. Like, I wasn't I wasn't being healthy. It was just like, yeah, I've had them. I'm good.
But you don't need to put French fries on a hero bun with mozzarella sticks. You know what I'm saying?
Never. I don't need to throw a hamburger and pizza sauce on it. You know, like, an egg? Sure. No. Okay, better that we don't. Like,
we don't need rotisserie chicken skin on your fucking fat sandwich for no reason.
I don't need a whole kebab thrown in there with the stick, and I gotta eat the stick or I have to pay double. I don't need that.
Not anymore. Okay, fat sandwiches, we've done that. Okay,
slow save your roll. The ice cream. I don't want it on the sandwich.
I know. Who needs a banana split peel included on their sandwich? Okay,
and I'm all for peel included.
I'm all for peel. That's where the fiber is.
That's where the fiber is. And that's what helps your fingernails grow.
Yes, and you got to tell me that's why I have 10 Coke nails.
So anyway, I was talking about Fuddruckers.
Okay, you're talking the fat sandwich.
But this guy who was like obsessed with the fat sandwich, he while we were eating at Fuddruckers, he goes, "Luckily, I brought my magic pill." And I was just like, "What?" He's like, "I call it my magic pill." And I was like, "You have to explain what it is. I don't know what it is." He's like, "It's called Lipitor." And I was like, "Oh, I know what Lipitor is."
Wait, is that for cholesterol?
Yes. And he was eating the craziest shit at Fuddruckers. Like, he wasn't like the biggest guy or anything. Like, he honestly like has my body type. But only if somehow his skin was worse than mine. Yes. Not that that matters. But my point is, like,
let's drag him. Let's drag this poor
dude. He's a version of me. And now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, was he real? But
was he real, or was it a mirror into the future? Was it a mirror into the? Did James actually just eat? Did he looper himself in Fuddruckers?
You know what? He looked like me, but with a weird prosthetic nose on.
And that's what's
JGL.
That I hear. That in the future you have a big Nogan's accident. You know, I don't want to say, but I heard that you have.
Oh, you're hearing the rumors about my future.
Through the grapevine.
I don't know. I'm not gonna say who told me. I'm not trying to get people in trouble.
I'm not trying to say, but all I
you know, I don't know, like to talk shit.
I'm not gonna talk shit. I went to go do a reading. I said, "Can I get a reading about my future?" And they said, "I don't know yours, but I know your friend James."
They did a table read of your future.
It was a table read. They printed out the script, and there was none of me in it. And they said, "Oh, it's all about your boy losing his nose."
And one of the side effects is loving fat sandwiches.
Yes, that's nice.
So yeah, this future me—he was obsessed with fat sandwich. He would think he could eat anything if he had the Lipitor, and I was just like. Still gotta like try to exercise. You gotta like not eat this every day. Like
he ate the dude did Lipitor really, like it was fucking lactate pills.
Yes, and even then, it's like if you're taking lactate pills every day, you're eating too much dairy. Yes, and I say that as a person who takes lactate pills often. Like, are you kidding me?
What does that do? What does being lactose intolerant do?
Diarrhea.
Thank you. And you heard it here first, people. We figured it out. We got to the fucking core of it. We got to the core of what. This is why we want to have you on. I knew that you took this.
You worked
shit.
At Pfizer.
And you worked at Pfizer.
I mean, it eventually was absorbed by Pfizer. I know.
We only have moguls on, and you are our big pharma episode.
Thank you. I worked in pharma for less than a year, and I know everything.
You are big pharma. What do you think about the lawsuits surrounding OxyContin? Let's get to the real issue.
I think they're good.
I think they're good too. I think they're good too. I once went to, I got a Fuddruckers story. I went to Fuddruckers with my grandpa. My grandpa, phenomenal man. Phenomenal man. He's dead. But I loved him so much. Carmine Sebastian. That's where my name's from. Don't follow.
Seabass Provolone.
Seabass Provolone.
Provolone Senior. Seabass Provolone.
I'm actually Seabass Provolone Junior, right?
And skips then, a generation.
And then he's senior. And then his father was senior Seabass Provolone double. You know, it was a fucking Wendy's. It was a Wendy's chain kind of. And before he was
double with
Seabass Provolone double with. And then it was like, wait, okay. But this was Italy. Let's not get. I did my 23andMe. We'll talk about that another day.
Let's not get into that.
So I go with my grandpa, Seabass Provolone Senior, and. James, that name's gonna live on way beyond you, bro. That name is gonna live on way beyond you in this podcast. If you've done nothing, you've given me one more nickname to say that's at the important. Beginning of the pod, okay? Good.
Yeah, you're just trying to get your Khaleesi, you know, long version name out there. I don't know how to say it. I don't know enough about Game of Thrones. Why'd I bring it up? I watched all of it. I couldn't tell you detail about it.
Me neither.
I know I'm like, oh yeah, I know everything. And it's like, but I don't remember a single name. I don't remember Mother of Dragons. That's what
I know that. Mother, I never seen an episode. I know about the same amount that you do. So Seabass Provolone Senior, where they at? And he goes up to the counter and he goes, I'm gonna have two burgers. He always insists on having two burgers, right? He's a tiny man though, not a big man, not a big man.
Oh.
If we were Russian nesting dolls, he would be four deep in me. You know what I'm saying? He would be. That's how I measure size from now on. How deep you would be in me, Russian nesting dolls. Oh my god!
Look at you! Look at the size of you. You'd be four deep in me. You just go up to people, and say that. Holy crap! Wow. Okay. One deep. Hey, what's up?
One deep. Hey, maybe we swap a shirt one day. You know?
Hey, I don't know. Might be nice.
And I'll tell you once my mind was blown when I met someone that I was too deep in. You know what I'm saying? I was too deep in the dude. I said, no fucking way, bro.
And you just time to bow down.
I did. I bowed down and I tried to go inside of him. And
take I know you don't know me, but I'm too deep in you.
Hey.
So my grandpa goes up and he goes, let me get two burgers. And they go, what size? And he goes, 1 pound. He goes, 2 1-pound burgers. And so my grandma goes, No, he will not, because my grandpa, you know, he had diabetes, yada yada, right? Yeah, he had all the good stuff,
everybody
right? He goes, and she goes, no, you will not, and he goes, yes, I will, Mary, I will have 2 1-pound burgers. So he gets the 2 1-pound burgers, and you know they would do the special bun at Fuddruckers if you got the 1 pound burgers because they were so big. It wasn't like Wendy's where they would just stack on top of each other; they would like make it like a huge pancake that would fill the plate, the burger.
Yeah,
and he took them and he put jalapeno cheddar. They'd had the hot jalapeno cheese that you could fucking pour on top of it. He did ounces on ounces of them.
Whoa.
And my grandmother goes, "You're never gonna eat that." And he goes, "I am gonna eat this. God damn it, Mary! I'm gonna eat this, Mary. Okay." He ate 2 pounds of fucking beef. We go to see fucking Valkyrie. He was shitting the whole time. He didn't see a single thing. Didn't see a single moment of Valkyrie. But I guess he fought World War II, so who really was? You know, I guess he didn't really want to see it, you know? But didn't see a moment of Valkyrie. And, oh, he was so funny. One time my grandma made a cake that wasn't fresh, and all he did was roast her for an hour about how the cake wasn't fresh. He goes, this cake ain't fresh. Yelling about the cake.
You just baked it. How's it stale?
Yeah. He goes, it was like a rum cake. He's like, oh, I'm getting drunk off this cake. Oh, this is because it's like strong of rum. My grandma would cook Sunday dinner. She made Christmas dinner every single weekend for us. And literally her cake had a little too much rum in it and it was a little stale. My grandpa roasted her for weeks on weeks on weeks.
God, that is insane.
He's a good man. No one mess with CBS Purple. Yeah, do not mess with him. So I have a lot of
senior. You kidding me?
No, see, I can't do the acronyms that fast.
CBP senior.
CBC senior.
CBP senior.
I loved that. I had so many good memories at that Fuddruckers. I think I had a birthday party there once too.
Everybody had a birthday party at that Fuddruckers. Are you kidding me? I think it had a room like that for the parties in there. I can't even remember what it looks like. It's been so long since I've been in that one.
I remember you walk in, it was one of those places that it had like the lines that it looked like it was going to be like a long amusement park, like you were waiting for Nitro, but like it was always 4 people that were in there. We never needed to go through like 8 turns to get to the front.
One time I went on Nitro 3 times in a row, they didn't make me get off.
What?
That's how you know you're from New Jersey, if you pull that shit off.
That's good.
You just have to go at the end of the day.
I've done
that's
that
all.
As well. Yeah.
No, it just has to be the very end of the day.
I hear at the end of the day, they ask everybody, they go down.
Are you
the
from
line,
New Jersey? Yeah. You got to show your New Jersey license.
You got to show them the Jersey license.
You show them you're from Staten Island. They say close enough.
They say close enough. And I go, fuck you. And I get off because I'm so pissed. As a kid, because I went to Jersey all the time. We talked about this.
You got to go get your clothes there. Everything is in Jersey.
Of course. And please. Okay. Let's get
go to Woodbridge Mall.
Woodbridge Mall.
Or Menlo Park.
7 minutes from Woodbridge Mall.
Whoa.
He lives in Save.
Funny that we all used to go to the same, we all would go to the same movie theater.
Because that was, that's psychotic. I mean,
insane.
The one on Route 1. We're really isolated people, but fuck it.
I remember Who cares? Nothing matters. If you don't know the Route 1 corridor in Central Jersey, stop listening. No, right now. Unsubscribe.
Jimmy Dean, wait. We promise we're going to do every stretch of New Jersey like this. So please, we'll do every stretch of New Jersey. We're such simps for all our audience members.
Get Don Finelli on here. He could rep wherever.
Bergen County. Yeah. He'll do Bergen County.
We got so many Bergen County people.
Of course. We'll talk about Middlesex County.
What's good?
Yes. Nobody's from Middlesex County.
That's James.
Yeah.
I am. I met somebody else who was from South Brunswick recently in New York, and I was like, shut up. No.
Didn't go to South Brunswick High School?
I didn't go to South Brunswick High School.
Yeah, mad people went to South Brunswick High School.
Yeah, everybody
missed out. Bro.
Okay. Yeah. Here's the question.
Sorry, it's getting sad now.
Yeah, if you didn't go to that high school, this is sad. I went
literally
to
everyone.
Everyone. Yeah. I didn't go there. I applied. They said no. They said this is ridiculous. You don't.
They said there's no application process. Where'd you get this application?
I know. And they were so fucking pissed at me when I showed up there with the application.
I heard about that. Everybody. It was in the South Brunswick. It was in the patch.
You don't got to tell me it was in the Staten Island Advance too. You know
what?
You want to hear something really sad? I emailed the Advance when the quarantine started, being like, "Hey, I'm starting a podcast. I'm from Staten Island.
Everyone call it the Advance?
Yeah, everyone calls it.
Oh wow, I love that.
Yeah, you take a tour when you're in fifth grade. It's like the saddest fucking Willy Wonka shit you've ever experienced. We emailed the Staten Island Advance when I started this. I go, hey, can you write me up? Because I was desperate to get written up in the Staten Island Advance, because I said this is my ultimate goal at the beginning of quarantine was to make it into the Advance. They just don't fucking answer my emails. Am I harassing them? Yes. But still, out there, listeners,
I emailed you 10 minutes ago and nobody replied.
Yes, constantly. I found all their phone numbers. I'm beeping outside their houses all day and night. Actually, not during the day, only nighttime, because I know they're at work during the day.
That's it.
Because
you don't want to interrupt that. You don't want to interrupt.
I don't want to interrupt. I would never do that. I would interrupt sleep, never work. So if you have any connects to the Staten Island Advance, please hook your boys up, because we are the Simps, the Staten Island Massive Podcast. So please hit up the Staten Island Advance for us. All right? Here's the question. Friday night, are you going to hit up Fuddruckers and the AMC or Rainforest Cafe and the fucking...
Rainforest Cafe, 100%. When I was in college, specifically, like, if we were a random... First of all, at Rutgers, there was a free bus on the weekends that went to the Menlo Park Mall.
Phenomenal.
So we would
jump on
the bus.
Great mall.
Great mall.
Good Santa. That's where I saw the
really
real Santa.
Good Santa.
And they had
great day to go
too.
On December 26th. I was thinking about that the other day. Every December 26th, I would go to Menlo Park Mall.
You know what? I'm going to go soon.
That's been good.
So long.
Well, you got the vaccine already because you got the inside scoop, right?
Yeah, I forgot. I just forgot that there's a whole fucking pandemic. For one brief moment, I lived in a world. It took us back. Fuddruckers, all this shit. I'm thinking Fudd, and I'm thinking we're living in the good times.
I know. Fudd's was the good times. Fudd would have never survived.
So anyways, you would take the weekend bus, James.
I would get on that bus, and I'll go to Menlo Park, and we'd fuck around there, and it would be great. And we, you know, I think was there a movie? No, there wasn't a movie theater.
There was.
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think I saw movies there.
Yeah,
I saw like Ringu or The Grudge or something like that there.
What's Ringu? Is that Ringo?
The Ring.
Oh, but you call it Ringu.
I don't know why. It's what the original name is, I guess, or for the original. I don't know why I called it Ringu, though.
You're a purist.
I am.
You're a purist when it comes to
those. You meant Rango, the movie about the bird.
No. Yeah, that's
well,
what I
thought I've seen Rango 9 times in theaters, all of them at Menlo Park. I should have clarified.
Yeah, that's big. You know what? I love Johnny Depp, but only when he's an animated character. The real version, get me the disgusting animated character Johnny Depp. I'm obsessed.
Wait, remember when we saw Doolittle?
Phenomenal. I was dying.
Oh my god!
The whole time.
I passed away.
You got so high. Are we allowed to say that you got high?
I don't care. I usually, because I don't really. And then I was like, oh, I got these.
Same. I don't either.
I mean, at that time I had these like edibles and I was like, oh, a mint. That's fine. And I took two and I got too high for Doolittle.
And Doolittle is a fun movie to get high for many reasons. One, It makes zero sense. So why even try to figure out what's going on? Two, the animals are so fucking funny because they talk.
John Cena is in it.
Wait. Oh, he plays the duck.
Oh, no. I think he plays. Is it the duck? Or is it the gorilla or the giraffe? Or no one knows. The cast is crazy in that movie. It's cast like it's like Rango or Sing or something like that, where it's going to be like a fully animated movie. But then it's live action with somewhat realistic looking animals and Robert Downey Jr. doing the craziest accent you could ever imagine a person doing seriously. He's like, well, I want it to be Welsh, and I kind of want to speak too softly the whole time.
That's painful.
It's so upsetting.
He's an actor, bro.
And when it starts and he's just speaking an animal, and then they do the morph moment where they switch over from the animal language to, and he's just like.
But you want to guess what it got on Rotten Tomatoes?
Seven.
What is it? 15?
It's got to be 13. Higher than seven.
It's 13.
Whoa, that's 13. Not good.
Wow, that is pretty bad. Wow. Yeah, but we laughed our asses off. I remember it was so bad that we were laughing and then people behind us were laughing.
Yeah.
It was
best when you can watch a movie, you know it's bad enough. And you know people are a little uptight about that stuff at first when you start making fun of a movie or laughing at it. Uh-huh. But then eventually they're just like, forget it.
Yeah, yeah. Because if you're not having, one time I saw Book Club. You ever seen that movie?
No.
It's with all the older women and they all read 50 Shades of Grey.
I would have guessed that. But yeah. I don't know. Just based on the title, I would have guessed that's what the movie is.
And literally, it was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. And I went to the theaters and I'm laughing my ass off the whole movie. I'm like laughing so loud and no one else is laughing. And literally, some woman gives me the stink face as she walks out. I mean, I get it. And then another person came up to me and they literally go, "You made this movie fun for me."
Like really serious.
And that's the day I decided to do comedy. And by comedy, what I mean is just say things and then laugh at them.
Act out. That's the day I decided to be a big pain in the ass. Yeah.
This was 2018. I was just
already on ASCAT.
No, I was stumbling.
Before that, you were just doing improv. Now you want to do comedy. Yeah.
Then I realized, I go, hey, enough of this serious bullshit. It's time for me to fucking hunker down and do some real comedy, bro.
Yeah, and that's what the serious ones call it, comedy.
Comedy, bro.
Comedy, Dale Arty, yo.
You don't got to tell me, Mr. Pure Comedy. Okay, here's the deal. What is, for all the improv nerds, because we have a couple improv nerds,
yeah.
What is pure comedy?
It was a class that I taught at UCB.
Okay, and what made it pure comedy?
Sebastian's thesis is comedy equals hot. So the way to do comedy is to be sexy. That's his definition of pure
comedy.
I
wouldn't say that I sold a class where the definition was to be sexy. I would say I was trying to make a more... mostly anytime I sold an ASP, I thought it was fun to do something pretentious.
Interesting.
So we would start from that place and kind of develop it as it went. And this one was like, well, what can we do to like elevate the staging of the show and make it more like
this is all comedy. When I think about comedy, I say, oh, what was the staging? This
we
is
were good. Saying Keep going. At one point, I think I said if there was going to ever be a special worthy of filming for Netflix, what would it look like for an improv show? You know
and did
I mean?
Someone raise their hand and they said, Middleton Schwartz? Did someone say it would look like two
and
white dudes?
And then they did it.
And then they did it.
And then they did it.
I actually heard that it was your idea, and then they were in your class, Middleditch and Schwartz, and they whispered, and they said, "Oh, we
it
both have
Joe
to go to the bathroom."
Them and James.
Yes.
I know. I don't like to talk about it. I was carved out of it.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I brought that up, but I'm happy that we got down to the
I'm happy for them.
Are you?
No.
I watched the specials, and I laughed my ass off, and I think it's because I miss comedy so much.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't? I mean, well, a lot of people probably don't, but we do.
Well, yes, we do. And speaking of missing comedy, James and I are going to do a virtual show. We are going to do a virtual show on January 13th.
I think it might be.
We're going to figure it out.
We've only just started promoting it in full force in these first few minutes here.
And this is the first, this is the official announcement of James and I doing a virtual improv show, right? It's going to be January 13th at the Squirrel Theater, the two of us. It's called
9:30 p.m. Eastern.
9:30 p.m. Eastern time. That's early in the morning. That's late in the night if you live in London. We got a big London following, you know? The big London. They're all on our Patreon. They all give us 5 pennies, okay? It's phenomenal, okay? So,
God, this is the end of an improv show with Sebastian. Just trying to call everything back all at once. Okay,
hold on. My son's inside. He wants me to jerk off on him. You know, it's interesting.
Okay, anyway, I was just talking to my you know, speaking of, it reminds me of old Seb Provolone Sr.
Yeah, Seb Provolone Sr.'s got to make on Seb Provolone Jr., you know what I'm saying?
And it's like I always say, live the second.
Yes, live the second. May the fourth be with you. Okay.
Kryros.
So we're going to do a show. If you want to see us do improv, come see that. I'm actually so excited to play with you, James. James, yeah. It's going to be so fun. It's called Sorry You're Playing With Us, because if you can't tell from this episode, him and I are truly nightmares when we get around each other, and we don't make logical sense, but we have fun, and that's all that matters, and we're going to get two people to play with us. James, this was so nice. I don't know anyone else that would have come on and talked about Fuddruckers with me.
That's wild. I mean, bring me back on and we'll talk about Bennigan's. We'll talk about
Famous Dave's.
Dave's is in that parking lot, right?
Yes, that's why I said it.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the Forrestal Village, if we ever get a chance.
Okay.
Forrestal Village near Princeton.
That's phenomenal. We'll talk about the Pizzeria Uno's.
There was a Pizzeria Uno's in Hamilton that I went to so many times.
This is so... And all our New Jersey fans, this one was for you, baby boys and baby girls, you fucking hotties.
The next time James comes on, we will do it on Route 1. And just drive down.
Oh my 100%. God. I would 100%.
100%. The next time
to down do it, to TCNJ and all the way back.
Go to the Chili's. We'll go to the Chili's. There used to be a Barnes & Noble.
This is a promise.
But now it's a Trader Joe's. We go in that Chili's parking lot. We do it this is so a you could hear Route 1 in the background.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever been on a road more than Route 1 in New Jersey. Same. So.
This is a promise. We'll see you once James gets the officially gets the Pfizer fucking vaccine out, once he finishes that job, okay? The three of us are going to be in my fucking Kia Soul driving around fucking Route 1 looking at all the landmarks, and it is going to be
driving the whole time.
The whole time. I'm driving doing bits the whole time. It's going to be phenomenal. Yeah. Get this episode.
We'll live stream it because we probably will die while you're driving.
Yes, 100%. We need so many people watching. If I'm going to die, so I could talk about what it's like at the fucking, how long the line is at the Red Lobster over there. Okay. Everyone better be tuned in.
Don't even talk the one in Lawrenceville. Give me a break. That one right by you go to the Joe's Crab Shack instead. Don't go to the Red Lobster.
No, you don't got to tell me my grandpa's buried right across from the Red Lobster.
Yeah. But if you're there, you may as well just go to Quaker Bridge Mall. So it doesn't matter.
Quaker Bridge. Another great mall.
Sebastian, right across the street from where I got my driver's license.
Sebastian Provolone.
I won't let you end this. Sorry.
Sebastian Provolone Sr. is buried right across from the Red Lobster, because we used to go to that Red Lobster all the time. And he goes, hey, at least when you go to the Red Lobster, you'll think of me. So that's where my grandpa's
I can't tell if this is serious.
This is 100%
serious.
It has
to be.
He's in the mausoleum across the way.
I love that.
This is beautiful. That's how much that's how important this shit is to me.
Yeah.
So, okay. Now we're going to slow it down for a second. So
if you're going to love me, you got to love all of me.
Yes.
And that includes Route 1. Yeah.
Yes. We are a couple of people that have officially quit on ourselves. We've given over. This is the prequel. The official episode will be coming out next year sometime when the three of us are doing the Route 1 tour. We're fucking taking this show on the road. And by road, I mean Route 1.
It's a trilogy also, to be clear. We'll do the driving episode. And then after that, we'll find a Fuddruckers.
Yes.
And we will eat the cheddar jalapeno sauce.
Yes.
And I'll bring my Lactaid.
I'm bringing Lipitor, okay? I'm going to take my pill. James, this was so fun. Is there anything you want to plug?
I guess not.
Okay. What about your social media?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter, James B. Dwyer, my psychopath.
B. Beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, don't you have a magazine?
Oh my God. Thank you for reminding
it's
me.
It's funny.
Yeah. Check out Functionally Dead. Functionally Dead's like a real, it may not be your cup of tea, but.
No, don't you dare judge my listeners. Don't
yeah. You got to get in there. You got, I don't know. I don't know if this crowd's going to like it.
No, they like it.
I know. Functionallydead.com. We release a zine every 2 weeks. We consider ourselves the pile of trash of political satire.
I love that.
So check it out.
I love that.
Join us in the muck.
Beautiful. Robbie, you want to plug something?
Just keep listening to the podcast, leave a review, and give me some advice.
Yes, leave 5-star reviews for Robbie. Hype me up. Give Robbie some advice. The kid's struggling through middle school, okay? He needs to figure out how he's going to pass algebra and finally kiss a girl. So fucking write a review. Let's figure that out for Robbie. And as always, thank you for all the fucking hotties, the smoke shows. Thank you for listening. This is beautiful. Follow me, Sebastian Canelli, and fucking just keep sharing the podcast. All right, hit the fucking music, Robbie.